B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
What up?
It's time now for the Gargano and Mertitus Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertitus. It starts now.
Just some extra work on the field. We'll bring out a curveball machine.
There it is.
Let's open it up and chat.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, happy Tuesday to all across the Delaware Valley as we closer to the NBA free agency and football.
June 30th, NBA free agency. The conversation window opens, Anthony, and signings can commence on July 6th.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. I can't wait for that, and I can't wait for football. I got the biggest football itch.
Is that right?
I do. I need to make a proclamation. And
ooh, you're going to start off the show with a proclamation?
Yeah. No, well, it's not a proclamation. It's more of a...
I love a proclamation.
No, it's not a proclamation. I oversold it. It's more of my own feelings.
All right.
So it's more of how
do
I am
music
today.
For this?
No, we need no music.
All right.
And I need to... You know what it is? A better way to describe it is I need to unburden myself.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
So here's my burden, and listen. I could be completely guilty, and I could be completely. And I'm worried about myself. All right.
Wow. This is pretty deep.
It has to do with the Phillies.
You have internal worry.
I do.
Angst.
I do. I think I know I'm in violation. I guess I don't know. This is how I feel. I can't hide it. I can't come in here and fake talking about bamboo. All right?
Okay.
I can't do it. I can't go... I can't get excited about last night. And in fact, I watched the game last night, and I got annoyed. All right? Now, I watched... First of all, I see Eflin just be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so they came back in the bottom of the inning against a really bad Mets. He's terrible.
Horrible.
And, you know, it's funny. I watched as the Mets came back, and it was teeter-totter until the fifth inning when Franco goes yard. And it was like, yeah, all right, great. But I dislike this team.
So you...
I'm at the point where...
Okay, there's one thing to not feel a team. There's another team. There's another way.
I got to tell you, I have moved, and this is after a win, and I feel guilty about it. But I've moved to dislike, and it's horrible because I took no joy in last night.
Mm-hmm.
I took none.
Yeah,
and
you scored 13, but you still gave up 7. I mean,
well, no, it's deeper than that.
Uh-huh.
I dislike the team.
Mm.
I'm not in love with them, with this group, and it's happened before. You know, the dream team I never really cleaved to.
Yeah, guys like Awesome Juan.
It just so happened that it just, you know, played out the way it played out.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss it if they turn it around and have a bad attitude. But if I'm going to be real with you guys, I don't feel them. I don't really like Klentak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like Gabe. I'm not amused by him. In fact, I'm kind of annoyed by him. I'm starting to hate his face.
Yeah.
I hate when Klentak speaks. The coaching staff is gross. I mean, I'm sorry. This is just
not Greg Gross.
This is the way I feel.
Yeah.
I just the way I feel. I hate the way they teach the game.
So you have an aggressive distaste for this team right now.
It's not aggressive. I can't be aggressive if I need to unburden myself.
Yeah.
So it's more like I look at them and I don't really like them. I like Harper.
Yeah.
A lot. Weirdly. I like love him.
Yeah.
Like
well,
I
you
love
see his aggression on the base
I
pass.
I love Harper.
Because his heart's in the right place.
To throw to third to get Max, mm-hmm. My pitcher would make the first out of third base. That's just the horrible baseball.
Yeah.
It's like I watch that play and I go, what great throw by, you know, like Bryce.
But what are they doing?
But I go, this game, I hate this game. Like, why would a pitcher make the first out of third base?
Yeah.
How is that good baseball? It's like, you know what it is? It's like they've taken baseball and they've ruined it. And maybe
wow.
It's like, You know, because all of a sudden that doesn't matter. Like any rule of baseball doesn't matter today.
Yeah, and guys like Tommy Lasorda, Sparky Anderson, and Lou Piniella are all going, you got to be kidding me with that.
Like, I'm not even going back to, you know, 1995. Mm-hmm. I'm not going back there. I'll go back to Chase Utley, who just got celebrated, right?
Yeah, Friday.
I'll go back to Chase Utley, who just played the game the right way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what he did. That's why he was our Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
What he did in the World Series. That's not ancient history. I'm not going back. I'm not playing this stupid game of everything prior to 2016 is old. You know what? Bleep you guys. All right? Because it's not old. Stop it with this nonsense that just because the way they do it now is the right way. It's not the right way. All right? I don't like the way they play the game. I don't like their approach. I can't stand. Every time I see Gabe, I'm starting to hate the Gabe. Hate him. And I don't even blame him because, to me, it's all a directive from that Klentak.
So he's kind of the poster child for what you hate about two things. About the team, the direction the team's in, and three things. I like baseball in general, the analytical approach.
You know, it's funny. It's amazing, analytical approach. There's always been analytics in baseball.
Yeah.
Always been analytics in baseball. I mean, that didn't change.
Moneyball came out, and
that
it was
didn't
like,
change,
yeah,
man.
That wasn't the beginning of it.
I mean, come on.
It's happening way before that.
I mean, there is a necessary part of it. Like, mm-hmm. there is a necessary part of analytics in that game. So it's not just that. It's ignoring the facets of the game that make the game, I think, special. I don't like the way the game's played. So I don't like this team. I like Harper. I like Real Muto. And I'm trying to think, like, you know, I mean, Kingery I kind of like him a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't really hate the players as much as I hate the organization.
Is it the direction? Is it the face?
I'm just telling you, I'm unburdening how I feel. I'm not feeling them. Like, I don't feel close to them.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they're my team.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way. I mean, we've all gone through these periods of time where we feel a distant. Think about your own relationship, right? All the people in your circle.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of life that you feel close with somebody, and then you feel sort of distant.
Yeah, you stray away
for a period of time. You still love them,
mm-hmm.
but you sometimes feel distant from them.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a lack of commonality or way of thinking.
And there's other times when you're like lockstep, like you feel, you just, oh my God, you're so in tune with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Your interests align in the way you think of things.
But it's even beyond that.
Yeah.
It's just
connection.
It's almost a universe, mm-hmm. right? It's almost that. I'm going deep on you.
Yeah, you are.
And and so I feel the closeness with the Sixers and the Eagles. I don't feel, I mean, the Flyers, you know, whatever. I don't feel close with them. And
nor should you.
The Phillies, I kind of don't like them.
It's very interesting.
And it's weird because it's not player-driven.
Yeah. And
normally,
you went into the season wanting to like them.
No, I wanted to do the pact.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the pact. And it's bothering me that I start to, I'm like, yeah, I don't like them.
Wow. Very interesting. You certainly let it out. I don't know if that is going to unburden you or burden you further. I don't know.
No. Listen, I can't be like blindly, as much as I am the 4-for-4 king in that sense.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to call me a homer or what? Yeah. You know, I'll cop to it. I'll raise my hand.
Yeah.
Okay. But I always give you exactly how I feel. And there are times when, you know, I wasn't feeling the Eagles. And there are times when I wasn't feeling the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
And, it just goes in cycles. It's the universe.
Yeah.
And right now, I don't like the Phillies. I don't like the general manager. I don't like the manager. I don't like the coaching staff.
President.
I don't like the president. I don't feel.
Thankfully, you like the owner. That's the only good news.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's not to like about a rich man who wants to spend on your team?
Yeah, well, the rich man also has to make decisions on how he wants to run his franchise.
Jeff
Lurie.
And it's got me in a tough spot because we're in no man's land.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for Sixers free agency. I can't wait for football. Like,
you're in a rash, man.
I want to go.
You need a calamine lotion.
And I want to go away. and come back August 31st.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
You can come back the 23rd. That college game's on the 24th.
All right.
You got Florida, Miami.
But you get my point?
I've been in a similar position. Like
I love Andrew, but I look at Andrew, and he looks like, you know, the Mr.
Spry.
You know the Mr. Met, the Mr. Met dude? With a big baseball head.
Don't compare me to Mr. Met.
Well, you're not Mr. Met.
You're a seaman.
Makes me feel sick.
But I look at you and I just see a giant baseball atop your shoulders.
You wish you had a bat in your hands.
Yes. No, I love you. You know that. You're my boy, yes. Man. But I see you and like you, I associate you with, I associate
baseball
with you.
Well, you see seams on my skin right now.
Yeah.
Dude, the association's real because I get the same thing with him.
And you know, I love the sport.
Yes.
Like, you and I had great conversations about the sport. I love coaching it. I love the sport. I don't like the Phillies.
Yeah, you sent me a nice text about their best pitcher this season so far last night.
Eflin. I was like, it was F. Eflin. And F. Eflin.
And the shame of it is he's your best pitcher this year because Aaron Nola hasn't pitched like an ace.
I think Arrieta actually surpassed him.
In terms of quality starts, Arrieta, yes.
Yeah, I think he's your best pitcher.
Therein lies your problem. That's why you don't love the team because Eflin's been your... Or Arrieta's been your best pitcher. But it's weird because, like you say, Andrew, like you see like baseball, and I'm sure you're catching blame right now for some weird reason.
No,
you're not?
No, okay, well, I'm spot on about everything.
Well, you're lucky because I'm the same way when it comes to hockey. I get blame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love this sport and everything, and I'm always going
to
love it.
You're talking to me, who's the Sixer.
Yeah.
Who gets it for Ben Simmons.
Exactly. We get blamed for shortcomings of certain players, but... I've gone through it with sports too. I'm not where you are though when it comes to the Phillies right now. I'm not that disconnected.
Yeah, when I heard the bamboo thing. I was like
that sent you over the top.
Get the bleep out of here.
Yeah.
All right. You know I'm out. Is that that's what we are?
Bamboo and curveball machines.
I'm out.
Hey, want to know since these famous words?
There's some extra work on the field. We'll bring out a curveball machine.
Yeah, I'm out.
Who knew? 610-632-0975. Well, you certainly revealed a lot there, Anthony. And what we got to do, we got to discuss this. I wonder if people are feeling the way you are, that they just, it's not about the wins and losses. It's that you don't like the team and you're not connected to the team. You don't feel it. Sometimes you can't put your finger on exactly the right word for it, but you're not feeling it. You're not feeling it.
Well, there again, it goes, and I use the example of the great people in your life. That, you know, there are people. You have periods when you're really, really close with someone.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're distant. It doesn't mean you don't love that person.
Yeah.
And it's like that. I'm like that with the Phillies. And probably it's because I just don't like the brass or the coaching staff.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. This is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano revealing it all here on the program today. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right.
I apologize if I if I'm out of line, but...
That's how you feel. You don't.
I always got to be real about stuff and tell you this is because I usually find that there's a segment, however small, that would probably be in my camp that probably looks at this stuff and goes, "See, it's why I like love Harper, right?"
Mm-hmm.
And forget about production and stuff. Harper's a great ball player, and yeah, I mean, I want more home runs, but he's a great ball player. What I love about Harper is like he's a baseball player, like he plays baseball. So all that nonsense and drivel that comes out of the manager's mouth, like he couldn't help himself with the laugh
yeah.
on Sunday because he looks at that guy and goes, what are you, for real? You're a clown. He is. With the way he conducts himself, he's a fool. With this whole nonsense. All the bamboo. Stop.
He couldn't control himself.
He
laughed about it.
Bryce was like,
are you serious?
Like, when are you serious? And then he felt bad because he's got a heart, and he felt bad. He was like, no, I didn't mean it.
No, I'm trying to answer.
I'm sorry.
He caught himself, but that was, the reaction was beyond real.
Because the guy is a goof.
Yeah.
I mean, the manager's a goof.
Guys are dripping with sweat.
The Gabe is supremely bizarre. I think we all agree on that. And
I don't know if it's real or not. I have no idea.
I think it is. I think it's just he's a strange.
I could care less. Go be a baseball manager, right? Be a baseball guy.
That's the thing.
Like, I'm not saying you got to go be Don Zimmer.
Yeah.
Like, it's good. I'm glad you look good in uniform. It's good. It's cool. But talk baseball.
Yeah, Bryce is thinking, when you've got real solutions to our problems, then knock on my locker. But when you're coming with bamboo and curveball machines, I can't help but laugh.
I hate all that stuff. I hate it.
Yeah.
I like the sport, all right? So I feel a certain way about them.
Yeah.
And it's weird because, again, you know, the pitching staff is horrible, all right? It just is. And I don't know. I don't know how to feel other than I can't wait for football.
Yeah. Well, you got the itch. Thing,
we have had bad football teams. But, you understand. I don't know. I can't explain it.
No, you understand that not every season is a championship or bust season in sports. And you're not saying that this had to be that for the Phillies.
No.
And this is underwhelmed at an alarming rate. But the other thing about it, if I'm hearing you right, is that you're just not connected to it. You don't feel it.
Not a feel.
And And here's the thing. Other than Harper, and I think you probably like Reese a little bit.
I do.
Kingery a little bit. They show some promise as young players.
I like Franco. I want Franco to play.
Yeah. And you look, there's guys like Cesar.
I don't like Cesar.
Yeah. Out, right? There's guys like Arrieta on occasion where you're like, seriously, dude? But now's the time when he should be speaking. He's not. There's guys like Eflin.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's a fine dude. I mean, I just don't. He's not good.
You're not here to, you know, we're not here to critique a guy on being a dude, though.
Yeah.
Well, we're here to be a professional ball player.
Yeah, right? I just don't think he's any good.
Yeah, yeah. So
I like Real Muto.
Yeah, I like JT as well. There's a few guys I like. It's weird because I'm usually, when it comes to baseball since 2012, I can go to that area where you are pretty quickly, and I have in past seasons. But I'm not there for some reason where you are that in depth right now. Like you are really, really disconnected from that team. And you just, like, there's things about him I don't like. There's things about Gabe I don't like.
I got to tell you, and I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That I love the sport, but I don't enjoy watching really them play.
The Phillies play it.
And I still watch sport.
Well, because the other teams are playing the sport.
I watched the Dodgers last night.
Yeah.
So I watched the Dodgers.
That's what the sport looks like.
Well, the late night thing, I kind of like watching the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. It's awful.
Well, also the class of baseball right now.
Yeah, well, they play the game well, and I'm just kind of, you know.
Seeing something.
I'm not locked in. Like, so I'm not, like, sitting there going, oh,
yeah, you're not emotionally invested.
But I kind of, like, I'll have it on, and I'll, like, that was a good play. You know, or a good swing, or good at bat. Like,
Bellinger hit it 600 feet.
I saw it. Arizona.
Well, with the Phillies, the game the Phillies are playing is not the same game that the Dodgers are playing. And therein lies your difference. One team is playing baseball, and the other team is playing, I don't know what it is, right?
Well,
now.
I mean, you go through funks and all. I'm just not a fan. That's all. I don't have to say. I'm not a fan of this group, of the ownership or the coaching staff.
All right. So,
I'm going to apologize because that's just the way I feel. And I feel like I can't come in here and celebrate the win last night. And I can't ignore it. Like, I'd rather talk basketball and football.
Yeah. What, they say winning cures everything. Is that not the case for you right now with this team?
I don't know. They're not, I mean, well, they won one game, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But like, if they start to turn around.
If they went on some stretch, I don't know. I mean, could I be a hypocrite, fraud, and go and just look at the P? Yeah, I mean, I still root for the P.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not going to change Matt Klentak if they start winning a little bit more. That's not going to change
Gabe.
No,
well, he'll be right, and that's good.
Yeah, well, he said yesterday that he wasn't going to panic. Now's not the time to panic. He also basically said that Gabe is not going to be terminated at any point this season, so to get that out of your head.
I said that yesterday.
Yeah.
I agree with
it. There's no sense in doing it during the season.
I agree with it.
Yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly with him.
Yeah. See, I don't give as much blame to Gabe as I do the players. If I'm parsing out players. My blame, I start with Klentak because of the roster.
Right.
So I don't blame players that aren't capable of doing things that they aren't capable of doing. But where I do blame players is when I hate when people say, well, the coach didn't get them ready to play. Well, you're a professional ball player. You're a professional basketball, hockey player, football player. It's not the coach's or manager's job to when that locker room or clubhouse door swings open for them to get you ready to play. That's your job as a player.
Except if
to play to the peak of your ability.
Except if they mess with the guy's approach.
Well, that's a good, yeah, and there's a strategic or...
So, to me, the players absolve the blame.
See, I don't absolve them of it because I see effort that's a problem as well.
If you're being told to approach the game a certain way...
Yeah, but they never tell you to not have effort. And you see guys like Segura and the instances and Cesar this past weekend once again.
Well, that's different. That's a sin.
Yeah.
But, like, as far as...
That makes me not like those guys.
Yeah,
and I love Segura at the beginning of the year before he started this, showing what I call mutt-like tendencies.
Yeah, I'm all right. I mean,
Good ball player.
I mean, I agree with you in that.
Talented ball player. Great at the plate.
Yeah, I kind of like Segura, to be honest with you.
I love his skills.
I mean, busting out of the box, I mean, I get it. I think that was, I mean, that's weak.
On the slip one, I'll give you a pass.
I don't like Cesar as a player, so I don't like Cesar, period.
Skill set.
I've seen enough Cesar in my life.
I see.
He's been around here too long.
I think he's
indicative of the Phillies' way.
How so?
Cling to a guy. He's so bad. John Mayberry Jr. Like, dude, I can tell you, he can't play.
Yeah.
He's not going to hit. And no, Cesar is credible, but he's not a winning. I don't know. He shouldn't play on a. He's not a guy that's on a World Series winning club.
No, you're definitely right about that. He's a utility guy. He can't be your starter. He can't be your everyday player. He's not good enough to be that.
Right.
But I think that we in this town, I can't speak for other towns because I don't live in other towns. I've lived here basically my whole life as a Philadelphia sports fan. The only time I was out of here is when I went to Penn State for 6 years, right? So this is all I know. I can't talk about Kansas City. I can't talk about New York. I can't talk about Boston. I didn't live... And I didn't have an emotional connection to their teams. But what I can tell you is, I think that we blame coaches far too much. I think that they get the wrath far too often. There's things like approach and what they want to do strategically that they deserve blame for. But motivating players, to me, is never on a coach. It should never be on a coach at the professional level. And I think we throw that blame around a lot.
Yeah, I disagree.
I think you prepare your team.
I think in football, you got to be ready to play.
Yeah, and you got to prepare your team strategically and all those things. But when the locker room door, emotion, they have to come up with their own emotion.
The emotion comes from belief.
In what you're doing.
The belief is instilled by the coach.
I agree with that. And confidence in the coach. I do agree with that. But as far as just the tangible, it's not even tangible, but the part about making yourself mentally prepared.
No, you're speaking about
to go from the room to the surface of play.
In a literal sense.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, you know.
I think we give coaches, they're the easy scapegoat sometimes. And we all recognize that we know the stupid saying, you can't fire the players.
Listen, in strategy, in football and basketball, especially football, I mean.
Yeah, it's play by play.
The most important coach is football. In every aspect of it.
Yeah.
It's football. I mean...
You have a coordinator determining every alignment on every play.
In basketball, it's important, although it's more player-driven. But it's important.
Yeah.
Baseball is obviously more of a player-driven, individual-driven. But, you know, the because it's a long season and because the manager's the steward... It's an important deal.
Yeah, I believe the coaches are very important.
So I think it's.
I always say
right.
My thought on this too, Anthony, is look, in all these sports, with the exception of baseball, there's no salary cap on coaches. Like, why go out and get a guy? You go out and you get the best guy that's got a track record to put your team strategically in the right position. Not to go there and be captain motivator.
Yeah, I agree with
but
that.
But to strategically give you an edge.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen.
Billion-dollar franchises. And they skimp on coaches.
Matt Kuchak and Andy McPhail hire Gabe Kapler to...
Well, first they hired Pete McCammon.
Right, well, they get Kapler to teach them...
Sandberg, yeah.
To teach them the way they want to play the game.
Yeah. How's that working out?
Well...
Horribly. Since
whatever.
I mean,
this is the conversation we're having.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of out.
Yeah. I mean, it just brings me back to that Sixers season and the amount of blame that Brett would get for certain things that, to me, he didn't deserve blame for. It was just, that was the easy target. It's to like, I don't need to want to think about this too hard to see where the blame really goes. So let me just give it to the coach. Fire the coach.
You
get to think, oh, the Philadelphia media, Rudge coach is out of town. You'll rue the day Andy Reid left. Yeah, those kind of things.
I just unburdened myself.
Do you feel any better?
No.
610-632-0975.
I'm angry at myself, but that's how I feel.
It's okay to be angry at yourself. You're in touch with yourself. Tony Taxi's out of that. Well, depends on the night. What's up, Tone?
Yo, what's up, man? What's up, man?
TT!
How you doing, bro?
We say TT!
Man, I got a premonition. I'm going to tell you the Sixers starting lineup next year.
First of all, a premonition.
They got one of the steals of the draft at Thabo. He's a beast, okay? They're going to sign Brogdon, okay? It's going to be Zaire Smith, Brogdon, Thabo. Ben Simmons is going to play his natural position, power forward, and then beat. That's going to be the squad next year. Watch.
All right, so they're not going to get Brogdon.
They're going to get Brogdon. Watch.
I'm telling you.
You can't mess with his premonition.
The Bulls offered him an $80 million offer sheet. They're not going to get Brogdon. Listen, I like Brogdon, but they're not going to get him. Thibault's not going to start.
He's not going to start.
No.
He's the most complete player in the draft.
Listen, I love.
He just got done playing college in Washington.
I like the kid. TT,
come on, he can't shoot yet.
TT,
he can't shoot.
TT, you got
not well.
You gotta run it back. All right, Thibel is a eighth, ninth guy off the bench. D up, that's where it's gonna happen. That's what's gonna happen.
Okay, I predicted Zaire last year. Now you watch it.
What'd you predict for Zaire last year?
Yeah, you also wanted Zaire to start.
I wanted him to start, but he got hurt.
I love you, TT, but you know he's not. It's thinking of Zaire to start right now.
This is a team that's trying to win an NBA title, Zaire. Or TT.
When all this comes to fore, I'm going to call you. You're going to say, Tony, I love you. You was right again.
All right, we'll hear from you in 3 to 5 years.
You got to be right
Tony.
Once before I use the word again, bro.
Yeah.
We'll talk in 3 months.
I love you. I hope it's not that long, TT. Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right, have a great one, bro.
I can assure you this season's success or failure is not going to be predicated on Matisse or Zaire. They can be nice little ancillary pieces.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be the difference what puts them into an NBA final to get by Toronto or the Bucks.
Did you watch any of the awards show last night?
The award show?
Yeah, the NBA awards.
No, I didn't.
No. Andrew? Missed it.
Oh, man, I was all bambooed up.
Yeah, I don't watch the NBA award. I don't watch the NHL.
I don't like the awards either.
Yeah. I saw the Giannis speech, which is moving.
Yeah, he was the MVP, which is cool.
I gotta tell you. I love Giannis.
I do.
Yes.
Giannis is a good dude, man.
My brother.
What a great, great player. And he's a great guy.
He's a good ambassador for the game.
He is in
an international sport like that, too.
Giannis is a good man. Yeah. I like the
fact that he wasn't drafted at the top of the draft and he honed his craft and now he's an MVP.
Yeah.
To me, that's cool.
Well, I was also happy that he won that Harden because Harden's all about stats.
It's all about Harden.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and stats.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's a stat packer.
Yeah.
I don't watch any of those awards. I can't take it. Like, I have a hard time watching the Oscars and the Grammys, let alone an NBA or NHL award show. You know what I mean? It's just...
No, I don't... They're
in the wrong element.
No, it was a click around, bro.
So you were just sweeping in and sweeping out?
Yeah.
Okay. the term that TT used there, Tony Taxi used, was premonition. And so I looked up the little definitions. We got our internet back, by the way. Breaking news. All right, we just got it back.
I can't see this computer anymore.
Yeah, breaking news. Our internet's working again. So I looked up the literal definition of premonition. It's a strong feeling that something is about to happen, especially something unpleasant. So I want to hear from people. Give me your premonition. Is it a Phillies premonition? It doesn't have to be unpleasant. It can be pleasant.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I want an Eagles premonition.
I don't want
I love that word, premonition.
Yeah, but you can't just ask for premonitions. They got to come to you.
Yeah, you're right. They got to be real.
Well, people have premonitions every night. You have an epiphany.
But the epiphany is good. That's a discovery. That's not.
Yeah. That's self-discovery.
That's more of a discovery. The premonition is always bad. Well, normally it's bad.
All right, well, we can have good premonitions on this show. We're not following the literal definition. So here's the deal. If somebody comes with a good premonition.
Good feeling.
It can be realistic. Not that Matisse is going to start and that Zaire is going to push the Sixers to the NBA Finals and Tony's going to call us back in 3 months. But if you can come up with your premonition that you have or whatever it is, and it's based in reality and it can happen. If you come with a good one, we'll give you a pair of tickets to FanFest.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right? Because I might come up with my top five Tuesday, top five premonitions. Both positive and negative.
You can't just come up with a premonition,
I can. I have
who are you, some Greek god?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, me and Antetokounmpo are, all right? I am a Greek god. I'm the Greek god of
hockey.
Of pucks.
Greek
to the
god
head.
Of pucks.
All right?
Yeah, you just FYI, you can't,
Well, I have premonitions all the time. I just don't verbalize them. I have a filing cabinet full of premonitions. Now, a lot of them never came to fruition of the premonition. You know what I'm saying? I love a premonition.
There was the end of a movie that was on yesterday where it's horrible. It's a good premise, but it's a horrible movie about Nicolas Cage. And he basically has this premonition about when the world is going to end.
Ooh.
And he has to live with it.
And he can't tell people when it's going to end?
No. Well, nobody's going to believe him.
Ah.
But he knows. And it's knowing. I think the movie's called Knowing, actually.
All right.
It's terrible, but it's a good premise.
Would you rather know how or when?
I don't want to know when. I don't want to know when.
No? I'd rather know when.
No.
No?
No, I don't want to.
I got to set my countdown clock over here, like to training camp.
Yeah, no, I'm out. I don't know.
I got 67 days, 15 hours, and 56 minutes. So I don't want to know.
No, I don't know.
Because I'm going to make every minute count.
Well, you should know, Mr. Premonition.
I haven't had that premonition yet. I don't know what's going to happen.
Let's do top five premonitions.
Here's the deal. The day before the Flyers win the cup, they're 5 years away from being 5 years away, all right? That's when I'm going to get mine.
Great.
Yeah. 610-632-0975.
It's the best way to elongate time.
Yeah.
Well, to elongate your life is to do it when the Flyers win the cup.
I've always said, if you got a week to live, go to Buffalo. It'll seem like an eternity. You'll check out early. 610-632-0975. Unless the Bills Mafia is in town. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez on 97.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
We'll bring out a curveball machine. Let's open it up in chat.
All right, welcome back. There's the bro. Hello, bro. Bro, come here, sit down, bro.
You trying to get out of here? You got a diaper to change?
How's the baby?
The baby's great.
Good.
Yeah, I do. I'm on daddy daycare this morning. So I got to get back in a minute.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. You're going to take a little walk for a little
while? Yeah, we're going to go up to Old City, maybe look at the Independence Hall, take a nice little walk.
Go
to the
a nice president in the diaper.
You know how many times I used to walk Massey?
Walking's great because they go right out.
All throughout the city. It was the best. Right? Stop and get a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Let's sit outside. Uh-huh. Nice. Yeah. Give him the bottle.
She's great.
And then,
Then
we'd have go to lunch. She's I get a couple beers.
Yeah.
I sit outside with a bottle.
Yeah. To sit outside with the stroller beers are a nice item.
It's a great item.
Nice
it really
item.
Is.
Yeah.
It's the best, man.
There was a guy Sunday, actually. We took Skylar to her first Phillies game. And I got to tell you, the
Yeah, dude, you dropped the foul ball.
Oh, yeah, that was Friday night. We went on Sunday with Skyler.
Oh, nice.
So Addie and Skyler and I. The Philly staff, I got to tell you, absolutely phenomenal when it comes to, like, children and the first experience. They were, like, so great. The ushers, awesome. Then we get down to our seats. So she's in the Ergo baby. She's got the SPF hat on. There's literally, like, a quarter-size part of her skin exposed because it was really hot that day.
Yeah.
An old guy in the row behind us leans down to Addie and goes, I didn't think anything of it at the time until I learned, like, an inning later that she was really upset by it. She goes, please don't tell me you're going to get that baby sunburn. And, like, it didn't register with me, like, what a creep comment it was. And then, like, I took the baby out to, like, nurse her and calm her back down after she had a little thing. And Addie was like, I don't want to go back to the seats. That old man really upset me. And I was like, we are not.
He would have caught an elbow.
Forfeiting our good seats because some old, no. So if you're a person out there, don't say something.
Don't tell people.
No, we went back and he wasn't there, luckily.
Yeah.
But apparently when I left with the baby, like, him and his wife started, like, talking.
You know, I mind your bleeping business.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You know, I don't understand this.
You upset my wife. Like, what's wrong with you?
I gotta tell you, I hate these people.
Yeah.
I swear to God. These police people.
Yeah.
Wait, stay out of your... Yeah. It's none of your business.
Addie was like, I was already on edge, taking the baby to the game, being in the sun all day. I'm being very self-conscious, and now the old man, like, agitated me. I was like, I'll break that old man's hip if he says something else.
Like, a fake punch.
That was figurative. I'm not actually going to break his hip.
Mind your own business.
Yeah, like, what possesses somebody to say something to somebody else about their children?
Like, period. Like,
yeah.
It's none of your business.
I know.
Stay the bleep out of it.
Yeah, it really, it was awful.
I hate it. I hate that.
Yeah. But the baby's great.
Yeah, good. You gotta give that guy a
kiss my ass.
Yeah, exactly right.
No good. Yeah. All right.
And then the other one I want to throw by you, guy two seats down from me takes his shirt off.
Nah, you can't do the ball.
What is that move?
That's terrible.
It's ridiculous.
It's over here at a ball game.
Yeah.
Come on,
it
man.
It was hot.
Get a little decorum over here.
Come on.
Got my daughter here. She doesn't need to be seeing that. Put that away.
You got a sweaty underboob. I look over to my right. I'm hoping to see Bryce Harper. I see this guy's move. But, like, come on.
Yeah, no. Stop. That's terrible. Come on, dude. It's ball. You're in a stadium.
Yeah,
stay for the beach. You're on a beach.
See, I have no problem saying stuff to people. I was at the...
No, you're like that. You're a people policeman.
I kid you not. Like, I'm at my Sprint store the other day.
Why mind your own business, man?
No, because I'm in the store, and I keep hearing this beeping. And I'm going, what is this freaking beeping? And I go out, and I look out the door, and there's this older gentleman. Not old, but... Like 50, right? And he's just laying on the horn nonstop for like 10 minutes. And he keeps hitting it. And I go to him, yo, with the horn. He goes, I need her to come out. I go, well, then go get her. He goes, I can't. I'm parked in the fire lane. I said, then park the car in a spot and go in. Enough with the beeping.
That's outrageous.
We're living in a society. Yeah, it was mutiny. Like, the people in the store are like, thank you.
First of all,
thank you.
I don't know how I feel. Because part of you is right.
No, it's dead right.
But there's a mind your business thing.
Yeah,
like,
but people are disturbing me now.
Yeah, when you're honking a horn, though, I'm on Jason's side on this one.
Yeah,
call her on the cell phone.
I told you the story. I yelled at the lady in the grocery store, walking around, talking on her speakerphone and cursing
while
I got
outrageous.
My daughter with me.
That's outrageous.
I said, excuse me. Put the phone on the thing. I don't need to hear your conversation.
I had the same thing.
I'm crashing a card into you every aisle because you're not paying attention because you're yapping on the phone and you're cursing.
Yeah.
And my kid's here.
Yeah. Same thing happened to me at Target.
She goes, mind your business. I said, I'm trying to, but your conversation is in my business.
Speakerphone FaceTime in public is an outrageous move.
It's ridiculous.
Outrageous.
Yeah. Well,
frankly, it pisses me off.
You're justified.
No, the speakerphone thing.
That's a violation.
In this store, dude, I don't want to hear your conversation.
Yeah,
like I don't understand that.
What are you, Kim Kardashian, walking around with the stupid speakerphone?
No,
stop!
I'm the same way. Like, listen, that's why they invented texting. All right, so you don't have you can shop and text. All right,
and don't be on the phone when you're trying to shop because you're crashing your card into me.
Oh, whatever, dude. That's too much. You're crazy.
No, but I have no problem saying something. None.
Well,
at
I know
all.
You do.
I open the door at the store. I go, yo, with the horn.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, but here's the thing, though. You might be right, but if you came out to me and go, oh, yeah, I'm stuffing you in the trash can.
Well, that's the risk I take. But I'm a man of the people. I stand up for the commoner. Because I'm a Greek god, damn it. A little decorum in the world
awesome.
Today.
You two are such an odd couple. I love it.
I know. I come out and I go, yo, with the horn, he gets out of the car.
He's the horn
going
guy.
Going to the back for the slugger.
Yeah.
I said a guy, park the car and go in and get her.
No, you're right. You're right. But you don't.
I don't give a damn. I'm short and I don't give a rat's ass. That's my problem.
Yeah, that is. You are that dog.
Yeah.
That's always barking.
I'm rabid.
You're always, no, that's too deep of a dog for him. Higher pitch dog.
Well, I'm like a chihuahua. I'm like a little yipper. Your ass.
An ankle biter.
Kidding me, I'm like a Rottweiler, dude. I'm like a German Rottie.
Dude, you're not anywhere near me. Dude, you're a Pekingese.
Nah, yeah, Pekingese.
You're a Pekingese.
Golden doodle.
No, that guy was there with the horn. And I go, yo, dude, with the horn. Enough.
Exactly.
And I go, she's not going to come out any faster. She's in line at the freaking dollar store. She's picking up a $3 freaking balloon for a birthday.
I love police in society. It's the best.
Oh, my God. It pissed me off. And I go back in the store, and the customers and the people in the store are like, thank you.
Yeah. You can't go a day without seeing somebody doing something egregious in public.
Well, because nobody gives it. I almost said it. Nobody gives a you-know-what about what everybody else feels. Yeah. It's their world. We're just living. Enough with that dog. I'm going to put that dog down like Old Yeller in a minute.
All right, I gotta get out of here and babysit. You guys
enough,
have fun.
Pooch. Euthanize that pooch.
We didn't get to basketball.
Oh, I know. I can't wait.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
All right.
The Woj and Lowe special at 7 tonight. I told you about it, and you were like, ugh. I was like, I can't wait.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.